Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On the Fan, McMonagle here with you for a 5-hour midnight ride as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. We still have Paul Rosenberg on the other side, messing with the volume. Fliegelman be stepping in a minute. And we're taking your calls at 888-808-1019 on this Tuesday morning. We'll get to the baseball and how everyone's seen. Listen, I've been arguing with everybody. So open invitation to argue with me about Boone and the ills of the New York Yankees. It seems to be a discussion. What's the problem with the Yankees that they can't win a series against the Boston Red Sox? We'll get to the Mets. I'll revisit the conversation about Pete Alonso because I think it's worth having right now. What should the Mets do? Here we go. Hold on. Thank you, Paul. I love how you make it about yourself. Have a great day. He's just excited there was hockey played and there were fights, so he's just all beside himself as the Panthers take it 2-1.
Paul Rosenberg is our Josh Hart at the station.
How about that? How much did you pay to get that said? Huh?
I saw Gallo this morning. If I knew he had said that, I might have knocked him out.
I know.
We can't have something like record.
Are you kidding me? Got him to say, the Josh Hart of the station, so contrived and obvious. It's ridiculous.
Are we talking Pacers series, yeah. Josh Hart?
Probably. 888-808-1019. All right, enough fun. We'll get to the Pete Alonso conversation. We'll get to the Yankee baseball. But I want to start with the New York Knicks. Yesterday, we did a lot of baseball. We didn't get a chance to really delve in to the different angles of what's going on. And then there was more news today, kind of, as another report has come out, that there is at least mutual interest in Jason Kidd becoming the next head coach of the New York Knicks. And, when Jason Kidd's name was first brought up, it's not that I didn't like it. I'll be totally honest with you. As we look through the landscape of possibilities of the next head coach of the New York Knicks, I got to be honest, Jason Kidd intrigues me as much as anyone. I'll be totally honest with you, as much as anyone. I heard Craig today on the Fan with the midday show. I mean, it's not like we work together, Craig. You give me a call at any time and join the show, but he likes going on with Sal and BT. That's fine. I'm not hurt about it at all. It doesn't bother me at all. It's not a problem whatsoever. But he's telling you Danny Hurley would be his choice. I don't know if I see it that way. Obviously, incredible college basketball coach, 2 championships, local here with UConn. I just don't view him as an NBA head coach, right? We go through all the different guys. Jason Kidd, we can if you want it, 888-808-1019. Jason Kidd is as good a candidate for this job. I believe he's worked with Brunson. He's as smart an NBA player on the floor as, I've ever seen, quite honestly. He saw the game differently than a lot of NBA players. He was one step ahead. He was an incredible point guard, an incredible floor general, and someone who has done a good job as a head coach. He had his issues with Brooklyn. He moves on to Milwaukee. He built it up to a certain level. He leaves. They win a championship, which scares me specifically because this is our problem with Tibbs. And then in Dallas now, he takes them to an NBA Finals. He ends up losing, but he does take them to an NBA Finals. He gets his ass kicked by the Boston Celtics. But still, I think he's a good head coach. I think he is a very smart basketball man. And I understand and I'm glad to hear that he is interested in the Knick job, because that's part of it too. I'm not sure what the interest level is in this job. Off of the Tib firing, off of the infighting, off of the news that the owner, or at least the reports, and we'll get to that in just a second here, the reports that the owner is behind the firing of Tibbs, that he's back to his meddling ways that have sort of been away from this organization since Phil Jackson. Since that hiring, it's felt like James Dolan has taken a much more of a bird's eye view, a much more of a fly on the wall type leadership from the owner position over the last couple of years. And now, obviously, with this report that he's running the exit meetings, that he's asking the questions, that Leon Rose is sitting there in sort of a just sit and watch type role while the exit meetings are led by the owner, James Dolan. And then because of what happened and what is said in those meetings, and because there's a unnamed player many people believe, including our guy Duncan, many people believe it's Mikal Bridges, who refused to play for him after the, you know, comments he had middle of the season about the minutes and the bench minutes and his minutes and everything that went with those comments. So it's players not wanting to play for him. It's the owner running it. It's now a championship mandate because they just got to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. I was curious how many people would view this job. And I understand right now with Dallas, yeah, they've got the first pick, but Nico Harrison, I mean, and that franchise has been in upheaval since that trade was made. Since Luka Doncic was traded, it feels like that whole situation is completely up in the air. And the idea that Jason Kidd might be willing to get out and come coach the Knicks is a little bit reassuring into what's going on and how they're viewed around the league. But ultimately, I still am very concerned about the plan for this New York team, because I'll tell you that I am intrigued by Jason Kidd, that I think he has a chance to be a good head coach. But in no means is he a slam dunk. We still haven't even gotten word that they have reached out to Dallas yet to ask for permission. We don't know if Dallas is going to ask it. Then even if they do, say there's mutual interest, they have to agree on a contract and the Knicks have to agree on a trade value to acquire him from Dallas and bring him to the New York Knicks. That's a lot that needs to happen. And right now it feels like, despite, you know, feeling like they've had this plan and you wouldn't fire Tibbs without a plan, it's very much relying on a third party, let alone whether or not Kidd wants to be the next head coach. And maybe they've had this in mind and have, you know, through back channels talked to Jason Kidd and they have it in their, you know, good authority that he'd be willing to take the job. But still, it just feels like it's a tough ask to be your first option, which would cloud any other option that they end up going to secondary of this, which is what scares me mainly, because I do believe that Johnny Bryant is the most likely candidate to be the head coach of this team. And it scares me that when they present him to us, we're not all going to be thinking he is your at least second choice. You're giving a young coach who's never been a head coach in this league, you are bringing him into this situation with this dysfunction that has now reemerged from a franchise that it's always, always under the surface and is now the plates have broken and the dysfunction is back to, you know, coming up through the ground. You've got a championship mandate. You've got a roster that hated the last coach and is now been proven that if they go to ownership with complaints, they can get what they want, which is another scary angle of the idea that the owner was behind this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A head coach that's being hired by whom exactly? Is this Leon Rose's pick? Is this the owner wants Jason Kidd and wants to make a splash? Like, that's the other thing with this report. As much as I'm intrigued by Jason Kidd, it's a lot. And are we back to just chasing? That's what scares me about it, too. Are we chasing? And does the chase indicate that it's the owner looking to make a splash? Because Leon Rose, believe it or not, has kind of, and I say that sarcastically, is kind of working in silence. I don't know if you've noticed it, but Leon Rose doesn't give a damn about splashes. Everything he's done has kind of been in silence, whether it's not ever speaking up and getting in front of a microphone and actually addressing the media or the fan base, whether it's every move. Let's be totally honest. Brunson was a signing that, you know, you saw it coming down the pike. They made some moves to clear money and you knew the connection of Brunson, but the trade for Ojan and Obi comes out of nowhere. The trade for Josh Hart comes out of nowhere. The trade for Karl-Anthony Towns comes out of nowhere. Anybody that there was any talk about, whether it be the brief talk about Embiid or any other, like, that is not where the Knicks have went. The Knicks have moved in silence under Leon Rose. And now they fire his friend. I know Craig is reporting that their relationship was strained. I'll take Craig at his word. I know he's got connections with the Garden. I don't know that to be true, but let's just go on it for a second. But still, they worked together. They was, you know, he was his agent. He hired him. He gave him an extension less than a year ago. And now he's fired. Reports are the owner spearheaded it. And now it feels like they're out there chasing. They're chasing a coach they'll have to trade for. They're chasing that coach because they're chasing a superstar in Giannis and his relationship with Giannis. Like, it just feels like we're out here making a splash, firing a coach that brought stability and success to this franchise that we've never seen before. He goes, there's no real plan. We're chasing guys under contracts in hopes of chasing superstars under contract. And it's just, here we are again with the same crap that we went through for years, whether it's chasing LeBron James or chasing superstars. Nobody wants to come here. Every superstar wants to come here, kick the Knicks' ass, and then talk about the Mecca and the building and everything, but they never want to join the New York Knicks. And now we're banking on the fact that maybe with the coach and the success they've built up already, that Giannis is going to force his way out of Milwaukee and into the hands of the Knicks because he likes Jason Kidd. Never mind the fact that who knows what Milwaukee wants and whether or not the Knicks have any sort of other... What are they going to trade for, Cat? Is that the plan for Milwaukee? Get rid of Giannis and build around Karl Anthony Towns? Like, they don't have the draft picks. They don't have the assets. I don't know how this works. None of it seems to work. And the idea that the owner is behind it all, which is now the new report, scares the hell out of me. And I'll be honest, I don't even know. Like, it makes sense, there's no doubt. And I've said this to all the people who've called up, and people have called up and said, this is the owner, it's got to be the owner, it's got to be the owner. And I've pushed back on it. And it's not necessarily because I thought there's no way it's the owner. It's that we're just going based on we don't trust the decisions or it seems dysfunctional. And so anytime you go in that route, anytime a decision's made that we don't know if that makes sense or it's going in a certain direction, we just say, well, it's not Leon Rose. He's been so smart. It must be the idiot in the room, and we all deem that to be the owner. So therefore, you know, vis-a-vis escargot. I know it's not escargot. It's a joke. Watch The Matrix. Because of that, we just assume it's the owner. But now that the reports are out there, I got to tell you, I still have a problem with it in many ways. Because there's no doubt it lines up. A lot of the things we're seeing now, a lot of the decisions that are being made, I just talked about the Chase angle, the superstar angle, that screams Jason Dolan and not Leon Rose. I'll be totally honest with you. But at the same time, I have a real problem thinking that Leon Rose, who came here, and as much as maybe the owner doesn't like Thibodeau, as much as the owner heard all the exit meetings from players that, by the way, they're trying to trade, apparently. But as much as that's the possibility, Leon Rose has brought a level of winning. I am pretty sure that this owner is aware of where this franchise was before Leon Rose got here. I think this owner is pretty well aware of what the fan base thought, of what the NBA world thought, and how dysfunctional it all was, even hiring Phil Jackson, on where this franchise was before Leon Rose got here. And Leon Rose isn't an upstart young executive in this sport trying to just make a name for himself. This was a super agent who's got a ton of money, has come here and done an incredible job, and I really find it hard to believe that this owner is going to tell him what to do. And Leon Rose is just going to say, okay. Like, part of me thinks, even if the owner spearheaded it, there's no way Leon Rose did not approve the firing of Thibodeau. Even if the owner wants to make a splash, there's no way they're going this far down the road with Jason Kidd without Leon Rose being a part of it or believing in it. Like, I still find it hard to believe that Leon Rose came here to run the Knicks, walked into the building, immediately turned it around like no other executive has done in 30 years for James Dolan. And that he's just going to sit there and go, I don't want to fire Tibbs, but the owner said I have to. I don't really want to go after Kidd. I want to hire Johnny Bryant, but the owner says I have to. Like, I just don't think Leon Rose would sit by and allow him to be a figurehead in an organization and allow the same man who ruined the franchise for 20 plus years to tell him what to do. I just have a hard time understanding that. I have a hard time accepting Leon Rose as just allowing James Dolan to make all these decisions. I think he believed in firing Thibodeau. I think he believes in going to get Jason Kidd. And that's all good and well. And again, we can go through all the different candidates. I think Jason Kidd, for all the ones that are plausible, all the ones that are realistic, all the names that have been discussed, I mean, Jason Kidd is as good a name as any. And I would be excited as a Knicks fan. I still think Tibbs was a mistake, and I'd rather have Tibbs run the team. But if you bring Jason Kidd to this team, it's not going to be very hard to convince me that they got an excellent head coach, a coach who just took a Dallas team to the NBA Finals, a coach who is as good a player at the point guard position as we've seen in the last 20-plus years, and as smart and cerebral a player on the floor as we've seen in a long time, a guy who has a relationship with Brunson, and a guy who I would think has a relationship of stars wanting to come play for, which clearly was an issue with Tibbs. So we'll see what happens. I'm glad that he's interested because it does speak to the level, in my mind, of the perception of this job around the league. Because if Jason Kidd's interested in it, he could very easily say, I'm not interested. He's currently coaching a team that does have two superstars. Now, they're both a little bit older, and they both have injury history. But he's got two superstars on this team, and he's got the first pick in the NBA draft. And he's in a place where anything goes wrong, the GM is blamed. He's getting a free ride right now in Dallas. After that trade, Nico Harrison is public enemy number one, and if anything happens, he is to blame. Any lack of success, any failures with this group, anything that happens, Jason Kidd's sitting pretty as someone who, well, what do you want me to do? Nico Harrison blew up the freaking team. What am I supposed to do? And everyone will go, he's right. He's right. But if he comes to New York and he replaces Tibbs and he wins with a roster that right now a lot of us, including Leon Rose, doesn't know or doesn't think is good enough to get to an NBA Finals or win a championship because they were looking to trade for KD midseason, that's not an easy job. That's not a Jason Kidd walks right into the fire. And then plus you get the idea that there's dysfunction and the owner is making these decisions. I don't care how good a relationship you have with the owner or perceived relationship you have with the owner. Nobody wants to go step into a situation where you have to make it to the NBA Finals just to justify your job. You've got a roster of players who they're looking to change. You got a roster of players who know they can go to the owner with any complaints. I mean, and you've got a rabid fan base that is wondering whether or not this franchise is being run dysfunctional again after 20 years of losing was erased over the last 5 years, and now we're all concerned about the future of the team. This is a tough spot to step into, whether you're Jason Kidd, whether you're Jay Wright, whether you're Eric Spoelstra, Danny Hurley, or Johnny Bryant. This is a very difficult spot to come in. And the idea there's mutual interest with Jason Kidd makes me feel a little bit better about the perception of this job, the perception of the Knicks, and where they're going. But they still have to go out there and make a trade. They still have to even go out there and ask to make a trade. And if it doesn't come to fruition, the one thing that scares me about chasing Jason Kidd is if you don't catch him, what's the next option? And if it is Johnny Bryant, or someone who doesn't have the resume even close to Jason Kidd, you can't stand there and tell me, well, we've been following Johnny Bryant for a long time. He was in our organization. We think he's an excellent head coach. We've been targeting this guy from the beginning. We think he's the future great head coach in the NBA, and we're thrilled that he's going to lead us into the next era of Knicks basketball. First question? Yeah, I got one. Well, then why the hell did you try and trade for Jason Kidd? It's going to be a hard sell. You're showing interest. He's showing interest. Now you got to go get it done. Otherwise, whoever they hire is stepping into an even harder situation as the number two choice. And I fear that's going to be a coach without any experience. 888-808-1019. Let's talk a little Knicks to get us started on this five-hour midnight ride. We will get to the baseball as neither team had a game yesterday. Both will start new series today. I think there's a conversation going around about what's the problem with the Yankees. I mean, they did lose 2 out of 3 against Boston. What the hell is wrong with them? And again, open discussion. I don't often do this, but I got to tell you. Well, I mean, I know you're going to laugh when I say I don't often do this because I am the Yankee Boone Cashman shill. But I don't often open invitations just to argue with me about Aaron Boone. But I got to tell you, the reaction to Aaron Boone's decision-making in this series against Boston, when every single pitcher he brought in sucked, has really annoyed me more than any other time. Game one of the World Series, I didn't feel as strongly as everybody else that you couldn't go to Nestor Cortez. I didn't feel as strongly, but clearly, it is without question a reasonable discussion and a reasonable criticism that he didn't go to Tim Hill. He's had many reasonable criticisms over the years. This weekend is absolutely nuts, and I'm constantly arguing with people. So open discussion on Aaron Boone as we get through the show, and then what does a contract for Pete Alonso look like moving forward, and is it something that you want to try to address right now if you're the Mets? And if you're Pete, if you want to be a Met moving forward, because free agency this year is going to look dramatically different than free agency last year for Pete Alonso. And I'm still mulling over the idea of how David Stearns feels about keeping Pete Alonso on this roster long term, despite the amazing MVP type season he is currently undertaking and having at the moment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right. 1227, we're finally here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019, kicking off this Tuesday morning 5-hour midnight ride as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 with Little Nick Talk. Spent a lot of time yesterday on baseball, and we'll get back to it. We got 5 hours to do it, but until this Nick situation is settled, it's going to be on the forefront of my mind. I know as we are in the days of the baseball season that obviously determine whether or not they're good enough to make it to the World Series. You know, it's a very telling series against the Boston Red Sox that is overwhelmingly, you know, profound and speaks to whether or not they can play well in 4 months. But in all seriousness, it's about the Knicks moving forward, because this is, like, we have had more fun and I've talked more Knicks and we have talked more Knicks over the last couple of years and really through this stretch here. And it's been as fun and great to have this team back in this city. And this is a pivotal moment in the Knicks franchise. It is. This is a pivotal moment. And who they hire as the next head coach of this team is an extremely pivotal hire. The wrong hire could send this franchise spiraling, and it would be an absolute disaster. Not necessarily to not win a championship, because that's hard to do. I mean, that's the goal, and they should be trying to do that with every move. Right? I understand that. I understand we are singularly focused on winning an NBA championship, as they should be. It's about winning a championship. I'm not trying to say other. But this time period with Brunson, not only would it suck if they don't win a championship, but if we've seen the best of it already and we don't know it yet, I mean, that's a disaster. We need a prolonged run of really good basketball teams and really big series and more appearances in the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. Like, this can't be the highlight of the Brunson era in a Knicks uniform. It cannot be. This is a pivotal, pivotal moment. And when I knew that Leon Rose was running it, I felt better about it. And now that I'm not sure who's running it, I feel worse about it. I still think it's him. At the very least, he's okay with what was told or decided by the owner. I think if he felt strongly enough that Tibbs should be the coach, Tibbs wouldn't have been fired. I still feel that way. I don't think the owner, whether he could do whatever he wants. But I just have a hard time thinking Leon Rose just rolled over, completely disagreed with the owner, and said, hey, but you're the owner. Like, I think he would be out too. I really do. I think he would have put his foot down and said, no, you're not firing my coach. I don't know the inner workings of the Garden and the dynamic between the two. I'll be the first to admit that. But just coming from a place of power, the amount of money he's making, the amount of money he's made in his career, the age, where he's coming from, you know, he's not worried about his next job in the NBA. Like, he came over here to run the Knicks and bring them to prominence, and he's done it. And now he's going to be told by the owner who he's hiring and firing? Like, I just don't think he'd sit for it. I really don't. I have a tough time coming to terms with that. That's not to say that the reports of the owner spearheading it aren't true, or that the owner felt very strongly about firing the coach, or maybe the owner even felt more strongly than Rose. But Rose had to be somewhat okay with it and sign off on it. Otherwise, I don't think it happens. And moving forward, this is too important a hire to mess up. So we'll see. I think Jason Kidd's a good option. I do. I'm excited about that prospect. I guess I wouldn't, you know, if that happens, great. If they make the trade, great. If he's the next head coach, great. If he's not, who are you giving me as the second choice? And for a job that's already tough, now you're giving the second option an even tougher job by being that obvious second option to a Jason Kidd. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. John in San Francisco. What's up, John?
McMonagle. What's up, brother? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I love your show. I love how you battle with your callers. It's really fun
sometimes,
to listen to.
Sometimes. I try. I don't always try, but sometimes I end up battling, yes.
It's fun. I'm a Celtics fan, but when the Knicks are good, it's good for our division. It's good for the NBA. And I just wanted to share my opinion that I don't think you're winning a championship with Tibbs. I think the minute thing is a bigger issue than people realize. And I watched a Celtics team last year rest its starters, work its bench. And Joe Mazzulla kept talking about how you have to come into the playoffs with your starters rested and 10 deep. And I saw a Knicks team that was gassed. And I really think you were never going to win a championship with Tibbs. And I think Jason Kidd is a great choice because I think you need someone with experience with the media, been a player, been a head coach, and like you just said, I think this is a critical time, and I hope they get someone with experience who can handle the media, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah,
thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. All the way in San Francisco to even find me, I appreciate, let alone love the show. So thank you very much. Yeah, I guess the hours are suited to the West Coast, if you're so inclined. I think the media is part of it, no doubt. And Jason Kidd, you know, can handle the media. I don't know. I mean, it's part of it, the fan base, the media. If you're not used to it, if you're a young, inexperienced head coach, I suppose that could be a major thing. And maybe we're getting back into it. It hasn't felt as tough necessarily. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just because I was indifferent for so many years and then Tibbs had success. It's felt tougher for the baseball coaches and for the football coaches in this town than it has for the Knicks head coach. And maybe that's, again, I'd have to really think that over, but it feels that way. If it feels like maybe because we had less expectations for the Knicks and then Tibbs has turned it around over the last 5 years, so it hasn't been tough on him necessarily, other than stories about the minutes and stuff like that, but actually dealing with the media every day, it's felt like that's more of an issue for baseball teams and then football coaches and post games. But yeah, of course, always a big part of the New York market in any franchise you're coaching. And he's experienced, he's played here. I don't think that's an issue for him at all, nor would it be for a lot of the coaches that are, you know, thrown around here. A lot of the coaches have had experience. They can handle themselves with the media. I mean, we wouldn't know about Johnny Bryant. I'll give you that. We don't know about Johnny Bryant handling the media necessarily, but it's a part of it. I don't know how big of a role I care that much. Like, I could figure that out as I go. And ultimately, Leon Rose, I mean, that is fair, too, with the idea Leon Rose never speaks. You are the face of the franchise as the head coach, and that's part of it, too. And that's why Jason Kidd makes sense as well, because Leon Rose doesn't speak. Right? I know GMs, for the most part, don't speak all that much. Brian Cashman will speak a couple times a year right before the deadline, but he'll do radio shows. He'll do, you know, he's out there. Same thing with Stearns, right? He speaks a couple times a year. He'll speak right around the deadline. The football GMs speak a lot in the beginning of the year, and then they'll have their one media session during the bye week. But Leon Rose never speaks. You are the face. Leon Rose doesn't have a face. He is the man behind the curtain. We don't know who he is. I would venture to say many Knick fans wouldn't even know, couldn't pick him out of a lineup. So you are, as the head coach of the team, along with Jalen Brunson and the Stars, you are the face of the organization. You answer all the tough questions. You have to be there talking about the roster or whatever other decisions are made with the team. So, yeah, I think that's part of it. But I just think he's a really good head coach. I think he's a point guard. I think he has a relationship with Jalen Brunson. And I want to make sure Jalen Brunson's happy. Like, that's another thing right now. Not that Jalen Brunson's a diva or that Jalen Brunson won't play as hard or that Jalen Brunson will, you know, sabotage the next coach because he's not Tom Thibodeau. I'm not suggesting any of that. But I want to, like, it's funny to me because when I say this, I get the impression fans will go, oh, now we got to cater to Jalen Brunson. How much money is he making? He'll come in here, coach, play for it. And yes, but apparently we're catering to Mikal Bridges. I mean, we want to cater to Giannis and give him whatever he wants and bring in a coach maybe in Jason Kidd that'll cater to Giannis. We're catering to all the wrong people. We got to figure out a way to make to make Karl Anthony Towns work so Tibbs can't be the guy. Oh, Mikal Bridges said he'd never play for Tibbs, so Tibbs can't be the guy. But then we're going to fire the superstar's favorite coach and let all these stories go unchecked about his father and the team? Nobody's come out in defense of Rick Brunson for a second from the organization. Like, maybe Brunson's the guy we want to make sure he's happy. And so I'm assuming the relationship's pretty good with him and Kidd. At least they have one and have worked together. But, like, that's the guy I want to cater to. That's who I want to make sure is happy with this next hire. The player who's changed the franchise. Not with the guy I traded 5 picks for who sucked this year. Not for the big superstar who came over and disappeared at times in the playoffs and had stupid fouls. Those aren't the two guys I'm looking to cater to. Even though they're important, even though we gave up assets for them, and even though they're going to probably be here moving forward, I'm going to cater the superstar and they can handle who I hire. Not the other way around. And that's what it feels like at the moment. There's Duncan. He knows what I'm talking about. What's going on, Duncan?
Oh, what's goody, Big Mac? You say so many things, man.
Well, I do have a five-hour show.
Yeah, but you just take me through so many changes. I have my mind set on talking about one thing.
Gotcha.
You go so many other places. But first of all, I want to thank you for giving me my props. I was listening last night.
The one thing I'll say is that. I know you the dominant thing. I mean, whether you're serious or not, I don't know. But or having fun with, like, yeah, I know. Well, again, not that I care. I just want to be clear on this. I never said you were wrong or you're an idiot. I just said I can't know that you're on. I don't know if you're right or wrong, and I still don't know if you're right or wrong. But I never dismissed the idea that Mikal Bridges is unhappy in the situation and wasn't happy playing for Tibbs. It was a very reasonable take, and I never, you know, it's not like I said you're an idiot and you're wrong. That's how you perceive, the tweet made me feel like you were saying, I told you, like, I never said you were wrong. I just said, I don't know. I'll take you at your word, but I don't know it to be true.
Mac, understand, man. We're good, man. Yeah. It's a healthy back and forth. Yes. I don't think you say anything crazy about me, but I'm, you know, when I need to reach out to you, I'm going to tweet you. I'm glad you participated.
Absolutely.
Showing dominance. But I do have to say a couple of things. Yeah. So yesterday, a gentleman said some disparaging things about your show on Saturday, which, you know, I didn't like. I thought it was, you know, in bad taste.
Who said that?
Well, I think his name is Eddie.
Eddie and Rockley. To be fair, and you know, Eddie didn't say anything bad about my show necessarily. He made it seem like I took the first few minutes of having the Saturday show to complain about the hours, which I think is ridiculous. I did not. I'm thrilled to have the show. I just don't like the perception out there because he's talking to Beningo, who probably didn't listen to the show. I don't expect him to. He's out living his life. But like to make it seem like I opened my show Saturday complaining that now I can't take my kids to Little League is just patently ridiculous.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look. I listened to your Saturday show, especially when the reason you have the Saturday show is because you're hiding because you're being dominated. I understand. Hiding on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, it's not a bad job. It's actually a great job to be the next Knick coach. Mm-hmm. We have a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that I think we didn't win was because Tibbs didn't use the bench. I think we have a lot of talent on the bench. He didn't use it. The second thing about that, you said something else. See, you say so many things. You said something else about you said about the job being difficult.
Yes. I think it's both. I think it's a good job, but it comes with a lot of pressure and a very difficult setting of circumstances. Doesn't mean it's not a good job. I agree with you. The team is good. The city's great. The building's great. I have no doubt that it's a good
best job in basketball.
I don't know if it's the best job in basketball right now, but it's one of, there's no doubt it's a premier job. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying Jason Kidd's comfortable in Dallas right now. He does have a decent enough team. They did get to the NBA Finals, and he's sitting pretty, where if there's any blame to go around, the general manager is going to find all of it. So that's all I'm saying. This is now a tough job. It's a great job with a lot of promise and an opportunity to win a championship, but it comes with an owner maybe meddling, a mandate to get to the NBA Finals, otherwise it's a failure. And apparently,
he's not meddling. That's what I wanted to get to.
Yeah,
he's absolutely not meddling. Tibbs was gone after the second loss at home against the Pacers. The only way he was keeping his he was gone.
Okay,
he was gone. He was out of there. The only way he was keeping his job. Yes, that second loss. In game two. So after we lost the second game, Tibbs was gone. He was finished. The only way he was keeping his job was to get to the finals. Whatever would have been done in the finals, he would have retained his job.
And I don't understand that, though. I don't understand it because I'm told, and you even told me, that part of the reason was because the players said he wouldn't play for him. Are you telling me if they get to the NBA finals, the players have a wildly different opinion of Tibbs?
It's not that they have a wildly different
opinion. So if you win a couple more games, what the players say?
No, it's not that. It would have been extremely difficult to get rid of him if we go to the finals. Because we had everything was stacked against the Knicks going into the second round against the Celtics.
Yeah.
Weren't supposed to win that series.
Right.
So you win that series.
Right.
With this coach. Now you're supposed to beat the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way the Pacers came in and you lost that first game up 17, then you lose the second game. He was gone after the second game. he was gone.
Okay.
Now the difference. Now you bringing up Mikal Bridges.
Yes.
You got to remember six picks. You're talking about six picks.
I understand.
So are you going to and if you add Mikal, you're talking about seven players.
Right.
So you're going to lose seven players.
I know, but
or you're going to lose a coach.
But here's my point. You just told me if they win two more playoff games, then I'm willing to tell the player to go stick it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't get it. Are you saying Mikal Bridges' opinion of whether or not he'd play for Tibbs changes if he gets to the NBA Finals? And if the answer to that is no, your argument about the six picks doesn't matter. Because two more wins, I tell that player to stick it, but now I won't?
I understand how contradictory it sounds, but it's a better look if you go to the finals.
Yeah, but now you're talking opposed to six picks and Mikal Bridges, and you have to do it. Like, those are different conversations.
So you've heard the saying before, winning is a deodorant. Winning is the best deodorant.
Right.
So when you lose, especially if you lose in the fashion that the Knicks lost,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting tips. All the complaints about whatever are magnified because you lost. You get to the finals. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to beat the Thunder. You're not as good as the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
But so you get there, and then it's like, okay, Mikal Bridges doesn't want to play for him.
But Mikal went
to the finals.
Yeah, no, okay. So, yeah, but it doesn't matter. If he comes out and says, I'm not playing for the man, what's the difference? Like, I'm sorry, Duncan, but like, it's just, we're going back and forth the same thing. Like, it doesn't change the fact that he says, I won't play for the man. If that's a good enough reason to fire him, I can't imagine why two more playoff wins and getting to the NBA Finals would make a difference. I either think that the coach is the coach and the player can go stick it and he's going to have to deal with it or not, or I'm going to cater to the player. I understand the value that he brings, the value that they gave up to acquire him, and that his opinion should be, I guess, you know, taken into account. But I have a real tough problem saying, what am I going to do? A player I traded six picks for, tells me he won't play for the coach. I have no choice. That doesn't matter whether they get it to the NBA Finals or not. And then you tell me it's fine if they get to the NBA Finals because they're supposed to lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And as long as you lose to a team you're supposed to lose to, it's okay. But there's no value in beating the team they're supposed to lose to in the Boston Celtics. If they lose that series, what do you say? Hey, what are you going to do? We weren't good enough. It's not Tibbs' fault. But because he managed them through that series, and then he finds himself in a series that we're supposed to win, now he loses his job? Like, I'm sorry, Duncan. I'm not saying any of what you're saying is incorrect or that Mikal Bridges didn't say those things and it didn't have the impact you claim it has. I'm not saying that. I'm saying what we're talking about doesn't make any sense. You don't understand. He lost to a team he was supposed to lose to. It's not like he lost to a team he wasn't supposed to beat. No, he only beat the team he was supposed to lose to. He got through the champion he was supposed to lose to. And his prize for that is going up against another team that we perceive he's supposed to beat, and losing that series gets him fired? Like, the further you go, the better off you are. That's an incredible win against Boston. It's an incredible win against Boston. He deserves credit for that. Not, okay, now you've done that, now you better go beat them. I just don't see it that way. I wouldn't see it that way. You might be right. Maybe that's how they viewed it. Obviously, they viewed it in some way. They fired him. But I have a tough time wrapping my mind around that. Hey, a player we traded six picks for says he can't be the coach. I guess we got to fire him. Oh, but if he won two more playoff games, then we tell the guy to stick it. Oh, he lost the series he was supposed to win. It'd be one thing if he lost the series he was supposed to lose. Oh, he won a series he was supposed to lose? Well, I don't really care about that. He lost. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Ultimately, they decided he wasn't the guy moving forward for whatever reason. And whether he lost it after game two or he lost it after game six or he lost it the minute they lost game one or he had it up until the exit meetings, I don't know, and nor do I care anymore. Like, I'm frustrated by it. I can't keep yelling about it. It's 2 weeks old now at this point. I would have kept the coach. They didn't. I'm frustrated by it, and I am concerned. A major stabilizing force inside the organization is gone, and for unstable reasons. And I'm worried instability, if that's a word, I don't think it is. Instability is now the future of the New York Knicks. I'm concerned about that. In the moment, they hire Jason Kidd. Maybe things start to change for me. But right now, I am concerned about the future of this franchise and the direction it's going. Pete in Westchester. What's up, Pete?
Not too much. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. I'm just driving home from work, listening to you and talking. So I just wanted to say, wanted to have a couple questions.
Honestly,
I have a slew of questions, but I know I'm on limited time. So
that's okay.
I'm going to keep it short.
Let's start with one and see how far along the slew we get.
Sounds good. So with Tibbs getting fired and them trying to change the game of everything, with Brunson getting hurt in the last year's Pacers series, do you think that includes on what the issue with Tibbs that everybody's saying in, quote-unquote, the reason why he got fired?
Because one more time about the Pacers series, I kind of lost you there.
So when if I remember correctly, Brunson got injured in the Pacers series.
Yes.
That kind of was our last nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Do you think with all the time that we had, or the time that he had Brunson out there, was that included with that, or was that just more of like...
No, the hand injury of last year? Yeah, I think that's a freak thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way... OG Anunoby pulls a hamstring. A lot of people put that into how much time he played. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak to whether or not it's the amount of time. The hand injury seems like just a freak injury that happens. So I wouldn't have put that on him. It's not legs. I don't know how tired his hands are from being out on the floor as much as possible. So I wouldn't put that one at him. But there was definitely a feeling, whether it's Brunson's injury specific or not, there was a feeling that they played too many minutes last year, and that's why the team fell apart in the end. Maybe not Brunson's injury specific, but every injury all combined, just the nature of losing all the players down the stretch. Even the Randall injury is not the coach's fault. I mean, he dislocated his shoulder. I mean, or hurt his shoulder on a free play. But there was just the collective feeling of the players being run down and injured at the end of the year because of the minutes put upon them by the head coach. And then he didn't do anything this year to change that narrative, even though they didn't get injured.
Absolutely. That's my main issue with Tibbs. I think he's a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was very, very helpful in getting the Knicks to the finals this season. Moving forward, so with the firing of Tibbs,
mm-hmm,
and Jason Kidd being interested, there's all the talk with, is it Cooper Kupp that is projected to be the first round pick?
Mm-hmm.
And him staying there because Cooper Kupp might be there. Do you think if he doesn't say yes, do you have, like, I'll just give a top three. Do you have a top three that might be the most eligible to be for the Knicks that
can... Well, yeah, thank you for the call, Pete. It's Cooper Flagg. The wide receiver from the Rams is not entering the NBA draft, as far as I know. But yes, Cooper Flagg is the number one pick, perceived number one pick, going to be the number one pick with the Dallas Mavericks. I don't know if that's going to make him stay or not. If there's talk of mutual interest, then he's at least open to leave. Like, this is one of those things where, like, to me, mutual interest means he wants the Knick job. Hey, I'm interested, I'll listen to you. Mutual interest in this situation when you're under contract with another team. And yeah, like you said, I mean, look, they get AD, they have Kyrie, and they're getting Cooper Flagg. It's not a terrible roster. They were playing relatively well with AD, and then they both got hurt again. Like, I think that could be a winning team. Is it a championship winning team in the West? Is it a back to the NBA finals team out West? I don't know. It depends on how Flagg comes in and plays, but it should be a good team with a young superstar. It's not the worst job in the world. And again, he's going to get zero blame for any. It's like a free. That's the other thing about this Dallas job. And again, I don't know if that matters to Jason Kidd. He wants to win. I'm sure that's all he cares about is winning. But in Dallas right now, the crosshairs are on Nico Harrison. And if anything goes wrong, if they struggle in any way, I can't say how the organization's going to feel, but perception around the league is Nico Harrison's an idiot. Like that, and the fan base is going to just, he's going to get a pass on any failures. So it's not a terrible job out there in Dallas. So if he's telling people, if the reports are he's interested in the job, to me that means he wants the Nick job. That's how I'm taking it. He wants the Nick job. So if they can, if Dallas is willing to let him go and willing to trade him, then I think he's going to be the next head coach of the Knicks. I think they want him, and I think he wants to be the Knicks head coach if reports are true that there's mutual interest. I don't think mutual interest is, hey, I'll listen. Mutual interest is like, yeah, get me the hell out of here. I'll come coach the Knicks. It is a good job, to Duncan's point. I'm not saying it's a bad job. I'm saying it comes with pressure. It comes with a championship mandate. It comes with a franchise that just fired a coach that got to the Eastern Conference Finals, a coach that has shown a franchise and a team now that has shown infighting, where you're going to have to take the superstar's father on your staff, most likely. Reports that the rest of the team is, you know, resentful towards that. And they just proved, if reports are true, that the owner who led the exit meeting spearheaded the firing of the coach. The players now know there's an avenue to go. I don't know how available Jim Dolan makes himself to the players. And, you know, I know the exit meeting, but maybe over the course of the year, whatever, he's not available to these guys. I don't know. But, like, they just got the impression, hey, if I take my complaints to the owner, I might be able to get what I want. So it just feels dysfunctional since they fired Tibbs a little bit. Doesn't mean he can't come in here and squash that really early, take control, and be the leader of the team. He absolutely could. And it is a good job with Jalen Brunson. There's talent. They're going to be a top four seed in the East, bar none, in my opinion, talent-wise. And he's got an opportunity to try and lure over one of the great players in the league in Giannis. So it's not a bad job. It's just one that comes with pressure. And it sounds like kid wants the smoke. So I'm in. Go get him. And now my main point is go get him. You wanted him. You're targeting him. You want to ask the Dallas Mavericks for the opportunity to talk to him. There's mutual interest. Go get him. Because if you don't, selling me on option number two is going to be very, very difficult.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.